message and song. Thank you, Bonnie. Amen. The Lord used you to sing for his glory. I count it a great privilege and a joy to be invited to come and speak again today. And thank you for your praying for me, that the Lord might use me today as his mouthpiece. I'm just a tiny instrument in his hand. I have asked many people, please pray for me while I deliver God's message. I need all the prayers. I'm so thankful that today, as I look around, I'm so thankful to see some of you here, but when we were coming early this morning, we were, I think, among the first to come, and I saw my dear friend Freddie with a big box of apples, green apples. And then I saw his son Alfredo. And Alfredo was telling me that he came here because he wants to worship the Lord. Your being here, Alfredo, is not by accident. God has a purpose for you to be here. So glad to see Jeff Schland. I've been looking forward to meeting him. I was told by his parents that he works at a conference office. And so I made a point to look for him there. And 2 weeks ago, I met him. And then last Wednesday, during our prayer session there, I step out and I saw Jeff there. I did not recognize him right away. He had a cap. But today, look at that. As though we agreed that today we'll meet here and we would have the same color of suit. Is that by accident? I don't know. And when I saw Neil, I said, Neil, do we have mental telepathy? I said, your suit is like mine. I said, I've not worn this suit for seven or eight years. But today, I said, was choosing what to wear. And I said, oh, I would do that. And here we are. And then I wore this necktie because this is a special necktie. Just like my friend here who gave me necktie that I love. But today, this necktie was given to me by our first elder in Exeter. He was so thoughtful. He said, I know, Pastor, you love that kind of color. And he ordered it for me. So I use it today because this picture is one of the main stories that I will use today in our message. So again, your being here is not by accident. It is by divine appointment that you are here, and I know the Lord is going to use me to encourage you, to inspire you, to trust him and to know that you are not an ordinary person. Okay? Before we go on, let us please pray. Father God, thank you that you give us this privilege to be here in this house of worship. Lord, please use me, speak through me. And prepare the hearts of your people that they'll be receptive of the message you are going to give through me as your mouthpiece. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Well, I chose the song, How Great Thou Art, because this song, number 86 in our church hymnal, summarizes the message that the Lord impressed me to prepare today. The song, How Great Thou, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the words thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunders. And then the last verse is the conclusion of the sermon I have. When Christ shall come with joyful acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. So that song, How Great Thou Art, will, as I said, is a summary of what is going to be presented today. It's not working. I'm so glad we have a wonderful friend here who knows what to do. He is just being used by the Lord. Oh, thank you. He's not there yet. All right, while he is trying to help me with that, the message today, as you look at the church bulletin, what is the title? Oh, maybe you haven't looked at the bulletin. What's the title of the message? Incredibly true. The other title I used that is that unbelievable, but yet true. But today I use the title incredibly true. I hope it will come out. While I was serving as senior pastor of the college church in Thailand in 2006, as a senior pastor there, I requested the manager, Mr. Mac Tennyson. I said, would you please be the one to give the message today? And he said, sure. And he started with a question. Do you know how big our universe is? And I tell you, that sermon inspired me to know how great God is. Something not coming? Oh, there. But it's not projected there. Oh, there it is. All right. Thank you very much, Neil. I appreciate that. So, today, oh, it's not clear there, is the picture of the universe. And the second is so if you go from one end to the other end of the universe, do you have any idea how big that universe is? From one end to the other. Anyone who has an idea? 13.8 billions light years. Could you just imagine that? For you to travel with the speed of light at 186,000 miles per second, that means you blink your eye, you traveled around the earth eight times. With that speed of travel, it would take from one end to the other 13.8 billion light years. Is that a wonder? No wonder that how great thou art when I consider thy words thy hands have made. It is mind-boggling. I was wondering about 1 billion. I was told that if you count 1 billion, you start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then you 800,000 miles until you reach 1 billion. It would take many years for you. Without eating, without sleeping, you just count continually 1, 2, 3 until you reach 1 billion. It would be several years. That is how marvelous it is. And then when we think of our planet Earth, do you know how big our planet Earth in comparison with the sun? We are told the sun, our sun, has many holes, thousands of them. You can put planet Earth and to it, into one of those holes. That is how big our sun is. More than 1,000 times the size of planet Earth. And when you think of this Earth, turn your Bible to Isaiah 40, 15. Read it there. It says there that our planet Earth is just as a drop in a bucket. Read Isaiah 40, 15. How insignificant. If the earth is just like a bucket, a drop in a bucket, where are you? You will be microscopic, right? You say, wow, am I that small, that insignificant? No. John 3:16, God gave, so loved the world. And if I personalize that, for God so loved Laura, for God so loved Reggie, for God so loved Freddie, that he gave his only begotten son, that if you believe in him, you will not perish. That means you will not burn in hell, but have everlasting life. That is how important you are. The population of the earth. I Google where it says their population of the earth. It adds every second. So many people are being added. As of last night at 8:24, when I look at the population of the world, and then I stop at 8:24, it was registering 7,736,434,714. You must be 714. I don't know who's that number, 714. But that is how it is. And every day, 200,000 people. What's the population of Hanford? How many? Wow, thank you for that. But could you imagine all around the world, every day, when you woke up this morning, 200,000 people were added to the population of this universe. My beloved, you are just one of those in that vast number of people. But do you know that in spite of you saying, where am I? I'm just even a microscopic mist. You are special. You are special. 62 years ago, as a ministerial student at Philippine College, there was a ministerial retreat in the city of Baguio. And the speaker was Elder E.E. Cleveland. How many of you, those of you in the, you are older, how many of you have heard of Elder E.E. Cleveland? Very mighty, powerful speaker. He was our guest speaker there. And then he told a story that I still remember today. And I like to use that today. There was an eagle nest. There were three eaglets. Somehow an eaglet fell from the nest. And a farmer saw that eaglet. He scooped it from the ground and raised it among the chickens. That eaglet grew and behaved and lived like a chicken. It would peck, just like a chicken. One day, a naturalist came and talked with a farmer. He said, I heard that you have an eagle growing with the chickens. And the farmer said, yes, there is the eagle. He said, that eagle doesn't belong to the chicken coop. The chicken doesn't belong there. I mean, that eagle doesn't belong there. He said, let me take that eagle. He got permission. He got the eagle. And then he went outside. He said, eagle, thou art not a chicken. You don't belong to the chicken coop. You need to soar up in the sky. And then he let it fly. But the eagle came back and then behaved like a chicken because he grew like that. Well, the naturalist said, he came back the following day. He asked again permission. And then he got that eagle and then went outside. By the end of the farm, he said, eagle, you have an eagle heart. You don't believe, you don't belong to that place where the chickens are. Soar. And he let it go. The eagle with the mentality of a chicken flew to the barn and then flew back to be with the chickens. The naturalist said, my, I am not succeeding. So he asked permission on the third day. He said, farmer, may I take the eagle again? And the farmer said, go. And so this naturalist took that eagle and went to the foot of a mountain. Up there where he would not be able to see the farmer's place. He would not see the chickens. He would be there to see the mountains and the sky. And then he said, eagle, you belong to the sky, not down on the earth, and let it go. That eagle flew and soared to the sky and behaved like an eagle. Beloved, are you like that eagle? You are special. You belong to God's royal family. You are a child of the King. All of you here, each one of you here. And I just like to remind you that when you live from day to day, remember you are a child of the King. Don't behave like a beggar. You belong to God's royal family. Walk straight. Look at people straight to their heads because you are a son of the King of the universe. You are a prince and a princess. You know how special you are? In Matthew 10:30, you are so special. You are so special, Mervyn. Candice. You are so special that God knows your names. Not only that, He knows where you live. Becky, He knows even the very number of your hair. He doesn't only know by your name, Becky, but you ask Him, how many hair strands does Becky have on her hair, on her head? And the Lord would tell you, because you are so precious, you are so special. Don't behave like a chicken because you are an eagle. You belong to God's royal family. The value of all the world sinks into insignificance in comparison to the value of one human soul. Again, the spirit of prophecy tells us the relations between God and its soul, that is each of us here, I wish I could name all you one by one, but let us say Eva. I remember Eva because I teach her. Eva, I am your son. You are my mother. Because I am Abel, you are Eve. Anyway, yes. So it says here the relations between God and its soul, that is Nanita, that is Eva, that is Neil, are distinct and full, as though there were not another soul on this planet Earth to show his watch care. If you look at our church hymnal, there's an introduction there where it says, you are so special that you are the object of God's supreme regard. Look at the church hymnal. I mean, the church manual. It says there. So, Mike, that's how special you are in the sight of the Lord. Roger, Sulmi, Bonnie, you are all precious. It says here, as God's regard is that as Joe, there is no other person here on earth except you. I marvel at this invention of the GPS. Up to this time, I'm still trying to really figure out this. There's a satellite there that tells us, but how many thousands of people are on the road using this and asking, is that not confusing? But that one who gives direction as though it's only one Dr. Umberto on the road. Thousands of people driving, but you are so special, it tells you, oh, 5 miles more, you reach and turn right, and then turn left, and then when it reaches the place, you have arrived. Could you imagine how special you are when you are treated that way? Oh, hey, thank the Lord that when I drive and then when I use my telephone to direct me, most of the time, it gives me the correct direction. Oh, once in a while, it leads me to a different place. But with God, he shows the way. He never errs. He doesn't make mistake. So Sulmi, when he brought you here to the United States, and Jacob and Isaac, it was not by mistake. It was not by accident. God has a purpose showing you. He has a purpose why you are here in California and specifically here in Armona. This is by divine appointment. God has a purpose for you. Now, because you are so precious that Jesus was willing to come because you were lost like that eagle. He came and was willing to give his life. He died for you and for me. That is how he loves us. And we are told in the spirit of prophecy that if there were only one Alfredo who sinned, Jesus would still have to come and die for you. That is how precious, how he loves you more than you can ever understand. Amen. Each of us is precious with inestimable value. Jesus gave his life for you and for me. When we think of how special we are, would you ever think to commit suicide? You know, those people who commit suicide like those in the island of Molokai, they have the highest percentage per capita of people committing suicide. When I spoke to those ministers there, I said, you know why? They don't know how precious they are. their inestimable value in the sight of God. When you think of that, you are a prince and a princess. Why should you think of ending your life? You are so precious to the Lord. God is so willing to accept you into his royal family, willing to make you his son and his daughter. No matter how dark our past, no matter how many sins we have committed, when we come to him, he's willing to accept us just as we are. When we remember that, we should not even think of ending our lives, because you are so precious in the sight of the Lord that he was willing to give his life for you. That you, as Jesus said, I came that you might have life more abundantly. I love this. You know, the last part of that, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with great acclamation, and then he says there, I will have just to praise my God, how great thou art. Beloved, when I pray that the Lord will use me today to give this message, I'd like you to all be there as Jesus welcomes us into his beautiful home that he is preparing for us. You and I need to be there, not to be left on this dark world of sin. You belong to where God is preparing us to be with him throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. May God bless you. And remember how precious, how you are loved by God, that you will ever be grateful and be thankful for what God has done for us. God bless you.